Number 3. B.
We're discussing technology in schools today. I have with me Professor Carmichael from City University, along with two school principals, John and Sandra. Now, Professor Carmichael, you feel young people should have access to more technology, but when should this start?
Well, as young as possible, really. Look, the next generation of adults will be living in a world of artificial intelligence and advanced technology. There is evidence that children in kindergarten can benefit from using tablets or computers as long as the software is at the right level for them.
I'm sorry, but I completely disagree. There is a time and a place for technology, and neither kindergarten nor elementary school are that time. Children are surrounded by many electronic devices when they are at home. At our school, we feel that children learn more by using a pencil and making calculations on paper, not on a screen.
Please don't get me wrong. I also believe there is a time and place for writing with a pencil or learning numbers with a pen and paper. I just think that you can achieve both.
Our school began introducing tablets to children from 6 years old, and I have to say it has been a great step. Children can move through many tasks using the software, access a variety of music and movies, and interact with people around the world.
But don't you think, as Sandra said, students get too much technology already at home? I have two young boys, and I don't think I would like to see them using computers until they are teenagers, really.
As long as the teacher is careful and chooses the correct software and also monitors the class carefully, I think technology is a tool we should use.